imagine, if you will, a devastating multi-billion dollar product failure, maybe an entire fleet of vehicles recalled, or some new revolutionary tech facing unforeseen critical safety issues that just grinds everything to a halt.
Yeah, or even a major industrial accident, something that doesn't just stop operations, but, you know, sparks this massive, complex legal battle, decades of repercussions.
Exactly. So who do you actually call when the stakes are astronomically high? When you absolutely need definitive, unbiased answers rooted in the deepest science and engineering.
Hmm.
Chances are you've probably never heard their name in, like, casual conversation. But the firm you'd most likely call is Exponent, Inc., trades publicly on NASDAQ at ticker XPO.
Right. And their work, this forensic and consultative work, it quietly impacts, well, almost everything. From the battery safety in your smartphone?
To the incredibly complex systems governing autonomous vehicles on our roads. It's quite amazing, really.
It really is.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on a really thorough exploration of an investment analysis report focusing on Exponent.
And it's not just another company report, is it?
No, not at all. This is a business with a truly fascinating, you could almost say unique, model. Our mission today is to unpack precisely what makes Exponent tick.
To really dissect how it generates such remarkable profitability consistently.
Yeah, and identify its competitive advantages, which seem formidable. And maybe peek into the future a bit, see what might lie ahead for a firm built fundamentally on, well, pure intellectual capital.
So by the end of this, you, our listener, should have a really comprehensive understanding of a business where expertise isn't just part of the service.
It is the core product, absolutely.
Oh, that's an excellent way to frame it. Because this isn't just about, you know, reviewing impressive financial numbers, although they are certainly impressive.
Right.
It's really about understanding a company that, I mean, literally specializes in failure, analyzing its root causes, designing systems to prevent it, mitigating the often catastrophic consequences.
It's how they take that very specific, very high stakes niche and translate it into an incredibly successful, resilient, and highly profitable business model.
Exactly. We'll explore how they manage to turn these complex, often disastrous problems into a consistent engine of value. And why, you know, in the market, they command such a premium valuation.
It's a compelling paradox, isn't it? Profiting from problems.
It really is.
Okay, let's unpack this journey then. Exponent wasn't always called Exponent. It actually started its life way back in 1967.
Mm-hmm. As Failure Analysis Associates.
Right. Born from a group of brilliant academics affiliated with Stanford University, its very inception was singularly focused on dissecting why things fail.
Think about that. A company explicitly founded to analyze failures. It's almost counterintuitive as a business proposition back then.
Totally.
And what's truly fascinating here is just how pioneering that initial focus was, root cause analysis. I mean, in the late 60s, this was a pretty nascent field.
They were really at the forefront.
Absolutely. Applying rigorous scientific method to real-world, often devastating events. Why structures collapsed, why machinery broke down, why accidents happened.
So the rebranding to Exponent in 98, that was a big shift.
It was strategic. A very smart move, actually. It reflected this deliberate expansion beyond just reactive failure analysis, which was, you know, their original bread and butter.
Okay.
They moved into broader proactive consulting, helping clients prevent problems before they happen, and also regulatory compliance work.
But that core competency, understanding failure, that remained.
Oh, absolutely. It's still their core intellectual DNA. And today, well, they've grown significantly, headquartered in Menlo Park, California, but with a global footprint, over 30 offices now.
Wow. North America, Europe, Asia, serving a truly international clientele.
Exactly.
Okay, here's where it gets, I think, really interesting and quite unique in the corporate world. Their primary asset.
Yeah.
It isn't factories or data centers or complex machinery.
No, it's their people, their human capital.
It's their people. We're talking about what's often called a deep bench, over 950 consultants. But here's the number that just jumps out at me.
The PhDs.
Yeah, over 640 of them hold doctoral degrees. And not just any PhDs, but across more than 90 highly specialized technical disciplines. That's just an unparalleled concentration of brain power.
You've hit on the absolute core of their competitive edge. That concentration of elite intellectual capital is, without a doubt, their singular differentiator. It's what lets them tackle these profoundly complex, multidisciplinary challenges.
Things that client teams, even sophisticated ones, just can't handle in-house.
Precisely. Think about it. A new autonomous electric vehicle crash. What's the cause? Software bug, battery fault, material failure, human factors.
Right, it could be anything.
An in-house team might have an expert in one or two of those areas, Exponent. They can assemble, sometimes within hours, a team of world-class experts in AI, electrical engineering, material science, biomechanics, human factors, all under one roof, collaborating seamlessly. Very few organizations globally have that kind of diverse, top-tier, cross-disciplinary expertise, especially as an objective third party.
And that's scarcity. That's what allows them to charge premium rates.
Exactly. This scarcity lets them command truly premium billing rates. Historically, you know, they've ranged from maybe $30 an hour for some basic work, all the way up to an astonishing $700 per hour for their most seasoned, sought-after expert witnesses.
$700 an hour. That's incredible.
And that ability to price their unique, highly valuable service at such a premium is absolutely crucial to their impressive profitability. It's the ultimate example of intellectual property walking out the door every evening.
And walking back in the next morning.
Yeah, exactly.
So if expertise is their core product, how does that break down into revenue streams? They have two main operational segments, right?
That's right. First, there's engineering and other scientific. That's the big one, making up around 83-84% of their total revenues.
Okay, so that's the heavy-duty technical stuff. Biomechanics, material science, electrical engineering.
All of that. The broad spectrum of scientific and engineering problem solving.
Yeah, the second segment.
That's environmental and health. Accounts for the other roughly 17% of revenues.
Ah, so assessing chemical impacts, environmental risks. That kind of thing.
Precisely. Evaluating potential impacts on human health, the environment, advising on regulatory compliance, assessing public health risks. It's critical work.
And you can see how that area would benefit from, well, increasing regulations and focus on environmental issues globally.
Absolutely. It benefits consistently from that heightened societal focus and stricter regulations. So when you connect this dual focus, the hard engineering and the crucial environmental and health science, it provides a really significant revenue hedge, diversification built right in.
That's a fascinating split because it sounds like some work is preventative, but a lot is. Well, fixing or investigating after something's gone wrong. Yeah. Can you explain that reactive versus proactive distinction?
You're spot on. That's a key operational nuance, and it gives their business model remarkable resilience. Reactive work is their traditional core, their foundation.
Like accident investigation, failure analysis.
Exactly. Litigation support, providing expert witness testimony in complex legal cases. And the demand for these services is typically non-discretionary for clients.
Meaning if there's a disaster or a big lawsuit, you have to deal with it.
You absolutely have to. And you need the best, most objective experts, often under intense pressure. This segment, it grew by a high teens percentage in 2023. That shows its robustness, its non-cyclical reliability.
They're like the ER doctors for complex technical failures.
That's a great analogy. Then proactive services are all about prevention.
So advising on product design, reliability testing before launch.
Right. Ensuring regulatory compliance ahead of time, providing strategic risk management to spot pitfalls early. This work is more tied to client R&D budgets, capital expenditure plans.
So it can be more sensitive to the economy, more discretionary.
It can be, yes. These are often investments companies make when times are good and they're focused on innovation.
So the beauty of this dual model, it's that natural hedge you mentioned. Almost like a seesaw.
Exactly. During good economic times, companies are innovating, investing heavily.
And the proactive side thrives, helping design, test, ensure compliance.
Right. But then, if we hit an economic downturn, those proactive projects might slow down or get deferred.
But the reactive work, accidents, recalls, lawsuits, that stuff still happens, maybe even increases.
It often remains stable. Or, yes, can even increase. It provides a solid fundamental revenue stream, almost like a built-in economic shock absorber.
It's a remarkably clever setup, very resilient.
It is. And beyond the type of service, their client base is also incredibly diversified. They serve over a dozen major industries.
Like transportation, energy, electronics, life sciences, government.
Consumer products, chemicals, construction, healthcare. It's a very broad list. This diversification helps offset weakness in any single sector. If automotive R&D slows, maybe regulatory work in chemicals picks up.
That makes sense. Risk mitigation built right in. And their brand. It's not flashy, is it? You don't see commercials.
No, not at all. It's built on their direct involvement in these incredibly high-profile, high-stakes investigations. Things that capture global attention, sometimes redefine entire industries.
Like their work on the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster.
A monumental undertaking. Analyzing debris, data, pinpointing the exact cause, leading to critical changes in shuttle design and operations.
Or the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 battery failures.
Exactly. Their exhaustive analysis forced that massive global recall fundamentally reshaped battery safety standards across the entire electronics industry. These aren't just projects. They're public demonstrations of their unparalleled objective expertise.
So that history, it cements their status as the go-to consultant.
Absolutely. When the consequences of failure are most severe, when public trust is on the line, when objective, scientifically rigorous assessment is non-negotiable, Exponent is often the first call.
That reputation, built over 50 years, that's a powerful intangible asset.
Incredibly powerful. It directly contributes to their ability to win those premium engagements where expertise and objectivity are paramount. It's a testament to the trust and credibility they've earned in the most challenging circumstances. It's a brand built on definitive answers.
Okay, switching gears slightly. This market they operate in, it's not small, is it? The global engineering services market is huge.
Truly massive. Projected to grow from around, what, $3.42 trillion in 2024?
To $4.72 trillion by 2030. That's a siege year of 5.7%. Pretty robust.
And within that enormous market, the specialized consulting subsegment where Exponent really lives, that's also expected to grow strongly. So yeah, plenty of room for them to run.
Which brings up a question. What's driving this consistent growth in such a specialized field?
Good question. It's not just a passing trend. There are several powerful long-term structural trends fueling demand for Exponent's kind of services. These are fundamental shifts creating a durable tailwind.
Okay, like what?
Well, first, just the sheer increasing technological complexity in everything around us. Modern products, EVs, autonomous systems, advanced medical devices, they're exponentially more complex.
Right. More complex means more ways things can go wrong, often unexpectedly.
Exactly. This inherent complexity tax on innovation creates new, often unforeseen failure modes. As their management puts it, and it's a powerful statement, the consequences of failure will continue to escalate,
making their unbiased insights even more valuable.
Absolutely. Second, there's the powerful global shift towards sustainability and heightened regulatory scrutiny.
Driven by societal expectations and government mandates.
Right. Stricter rules on emissions, environmental impacts, chemical safety. These directly increase demand for their environmental consulting and compliance services. And this demand is durable, non-cyclical, because it's often mandated by law.
Companies have to comply.
They have to. Third, the ongoing digital transformation and the explosion of AI and machine learning.
How does that play in?
Well, it's a dual opportunity. They advise clients on the safe, reliable implementation of these new technologies, helping avoid new kinds of failures.
Okay.
And at the same time, Exponent is leveraging these very tools, AI, machine learning internally, to enhance their own analytical capabilities, making their investigations more precise, more efficient.
A virtuous cycle.
Pretty much. And finally, just look at the massive investments underway globally, modernizing critical infrastructure, expanding data centers for the AI boom, the transition to renewable energy systems.
All huge, technically complex projects.
Exactly. All requiring extensive, highly specialized engineering and environmental consulting throughout their life cycle. So taken together, these trends create a profoundly compelling and durable growth environment for Exponent.
So while the broader consulting world might seem fragmented, fiercely competitive, Exponent's niche feels different. The report stresses high barriers to entry, not just capital, right?
Absolutely critical to understanding their moat. It's not about money. Try replicating a team where 87% of consultants have advanced degrees, mostly PhDs, with an average of nearly 15 years of specialized experience.
That sounds almost impossible.
It's a monumental challenge. It's not just hiring smart people. It's finding, attracting, cultivating this rare breed of experts in incredibly niche fields who can also apply that knowledge to real-world, often litigious problems. You just can't build that overnight or even in a decade.
And the brand, the track record. You talked about trust. That must be a huge barrier, too.
It counts for everything. Building a 50-year reputation for scientific objectivity, for excellence in high-stakes litigation, earned through involvement in globally significant events. It's nearly impossible to replicate quickly.
That trust is invaluable when clients face huge liabilities or public scrutiny.
Exactly. Their involvement in landmark cases gives them a portfolio of experience. New entrants just can't match. That defines their durable competitive advantage. It's not just a business. It's almost an institution of expertise and trusted authority.
So who do they compete with then? You've got big diversified firms like FTI Consulting, maybe engineering giants like Arcadis, WSP Global.
Right, and smaller niche specialists, even clients' own in-house teams sometimes. It's not a vacuum.
But Exponent's differentiation is key.
Absolutely. It's that unmatched technical depth. The ability to assemble truly multidisciplinary teams from their 90-plus practice areas, that's where larger, more generalized competitors often fall short.
A big firm might have a civil engineering division, but not world-class experts in material science, biomechanics, and human factors collaborating seamlessly on one complex failure.
Precisely. Exponent brings that comprehensive, holistic, integrated expertise to the thorniest problems. That's their unique value proposition.
And within that, they seem to dominate a specific niche.
Yeah.
Expert witness testimony.
Yes. Critical point. A significant, consistently lucrative part of their reactive business is providing expert witness testimony in complex legal disputes.
Which isn't just about being smart, right? It's a specific skill.
An extraordinarily specialized skill. You need deep technical knowledge, obviously, but also that rare ability to communicate incredibly complex concepts clearly, credibly, to a non-technical audience, a judge, a jury, often under intense cross-examination.
And their ranking in things like the Global Arbitration Review's Expert Witness Index highlights that leadership.
Unequivocally underscores their leadership in this profitable niche. It shows their ability to translate technical findings into compelling, understandable narratives that hold up in court.
And the report mentioned high repeat client rates. That seems significant for a project-based business.
Absolutely. A sign of profound satisfaction and trust. Despite being project-based, a third-party analysis showed a remarkable 68% repeat client rate.
Wow, nearly 7 out of 10 come back.
And an average client retention of over 4 years. That indicates deep-seated trust and reliance. It effectively creates a valuable recurring-like revenue stream. When clients face critical issues, they return to the experts they trust.
Okay, let's get into the numbers, because this is where Exponent really seems to stand apart. The report compares them to peers. Smaller revenue, maybe, but much higher profitability.
This is where the distinction becomes stark. Class of their own territory, really. Gross margin, 39.16%. EBITDA margin, 27.60%. Net margin, 20.34%.
20% net margin. Let's compare that. FTI Consulting.
Just 7.14% net margin. WSP Global, 4.12%.
So Exponent's profitability isn't just slightly better, it's dramatically higher.
Multifold improvement. It's a direct reflection of that specialized high-value model, the pricing power, the asset-light structure. Truly an outlier for profitability. Niche expertise commands a premium.
Now, the report also touches on something maybe a bit controversial. Criticism about their research sometimes supporting corporate clients in health or environmental disputes. The doubt science label.
Right. It raises that interesting question about perception versus practice in these highly charged environments. The company consistently defends its integrity, states its work adheres to rigorous science.
But the confidentiality. Clients can choose what to release.
Exactly. Contracts often mean engagements and reports are confidential. Clients have discretion. They might only release favorable reports, which can create an appearance of bias, regardless of the underlying rigor.
So it's a persistent reputational risk they have to manage.
It is a delicate balance, but paradoxically, it also highlights their effectiveness for their core clientele, especially in litigation support. It speaks to their ability to provide compelling, scientifically rigorous defense. It's challenging, but undeniably drives significant revenue.
Okay, let's dive deeper into the core financials.
Yes.
Steady revenue growth, right? Mid-single digits.
Yeah, consistent track record. Fiscal year 2024, total revenues, $558.5 million, up 4.1% year over year. Reliable growth, if not explosive.
And the key driver there is consultant utilization, how much time they bill.
Exactly. That improved significantly from 69% in FY23 to 73% in FY24, even hit 75% in Q1 2024.
So better efficiency in aligning their skilled workforce with demand?
Right. That's a primary factor behind their 7.4% increase in operating income. Shows strong operational leverage, good management of their key asset, their people.
And this is where Exponent really shines, isn't it? The asset-light model plus premium billing equals exceptional margins.
Precisely. No huge factories, no vast inventories. Their main cost is human capital. It's hugely beneficial.
So the numbers. Trailing 12 months.
Gross margin 39.16%, operating margin 25.69%, net margin 20.34%. As we said, substantially higher than competitors.
And management targets EBITDA margins in the high 20s.
Consistently. Around 25% to 27%. Signals strong confidence in the sustainability of this model, clear indication of their pricing power, they deliver high value, and capture a lot of it.
And their balance sheet described as exceptionally strong and conservative. Sounds like an investor's dream.
It really is. End of FY24, they had, what, $258.9 million in cash and equivalents, and crucially...
no significant debt.
Right. That substantial net cash position provides immense financial flexibility. It de-risks the business from interest rate fluctuations, a major plus today.
Allows them to navigate downturns from a position of strength.
Exactly. And be opportunistic. Acquire talent, invest, maybe buy smaller firms when others are constrained. It's a true fortress balance sheet. Security and strategic optionality.
So high margins, low capital needs, that usually means lots of cash flow.
Bingo. Powerful, consistent free cash flow generation. Operations are self-funding, cover minimal capital needs, fund shareholder returns.
That reliable cash engine is the foundation.
Absolutely. Foundation of their capital allocation strategy, primary source of long-term value creation, the lifeblood of their efficient model.
And the five-year summary in the report, it really shows that resilience, doesn't it? Consistent growth and profitability through different economic times.
It really reinforces the quality and resilience. Revenues before reimbursements grew steadily, $374.08 in 2019 to $497.02 in 2023.
And operating margins consistently strong.
Consistently in that healthy 21% to 26% range over the whole period. That consistency through fluctuations is a hallmark of a high-quality business. Speaks to the non-discretionary nature of much of their work and their pricing power.
Okay, looking ahead now. Beyond the core business, where does Exponent find new growth opportunities? They can't just keep analyzing the same failures forever, right?
Great question. Their future growth comes from a mix. Continued strength in core services that demand is perpetual and very deliberate expansion into emerging high-complexity tech domains.
Positioning themselves for the next wave of problems.
Exactly. Organically, reactive demand failure analysis, litigation, recalls is perpetual. Proactive and regulatory services will keep growing robustly due to increasing complexity, safety focus, sustainability push, especially in transport, utilities, chemicals.
Those are durable trends.
Very durable.
And then the emerging areas. This is where future tech meets their expertise. Autonomous and electric vehicles seem like a huge one.
Undeniably a very significant growth area. A new frontier of complexity. Exponent has a dedicated practice assisting manufacturers with analysis, testing, performance quantification for ADS, autonomous systems, EV components, especially batteries.
The convergence of electrification and automation creates entirely new failure modes.
Incredibly complex, novel failure modes, perfectly suited to their multidisciplinary expertise. As these technologies mature, become widespread, face real-world scrutiny, the need for Exponent's input will only intensify dramatically.
What about the broader energy transition? Renewables? Battery storage.
Monumental shift. Huge opportunity. Renewable energy, solar, wind, and the critical need for robust battery energy storage systems, BESS.
Complex engineering, new materials, significant safety considerations.
Exactly. Creates substantial, sustained demand for consulting on design, reliability, and of course, critical failure analysis if things go wrong. Every new tech brings new ways to fail.
And Exponent's there to diagnose them.
That's the idea.
And AI, the elephant in the room for almost every industry.
Right. The exponential growth of AI drives unprecedented investment in data centers. Highly complex engineering projects themselves, power management, thermal science, structural integrity. Exponent advises on safety and reliability there.
But also using AI internally.
Yes, leveraging their own sophisticated data science and machine learning, integrating it to provide more advanced analytical services, enhance their own efficiency, precision, predictive power.
So they're consulting on AI and using AI.
Exactly. Plus, seeing growth in digital health wearable medical devices and advanced materials. all frontiers of increasing complexity where their expertise is invaluable.
Has their growth been purely organic, or do they do acquisitions?
Primarily organic, driven by those secular trends, but they do have a history of strategic tuck-in acquisitions, small-scale purchases.
Like the ones that helped build their environmental and health segment.
Environmental Health Strategies in 96, Novigen Sciences in 2002. Instrumental. Their approach is focused on acquiring new capabilities, niche expertise, specific tech talent, not just scale. Helps avoid M&A pitfalls.
Geographically, though, they're still very U.S.-focused. Around 88% domestic employees.
Yeah, heavily concentrated. Which absolutely suggests a large, relatively untapped opportunity for long-term international growth.
Serving multinational clients better, tapping into new regional demands.
Exactly. But it's not without challenges, navigating different legal, regulatory, business environments. Cultural nuances, local competition, building trust in new markets, needs careful management.
So with all that cash they generate, how do they manage it? What's the capital allocation strategy?
Highly disciplined, well-balanced, reflects a mature, cash-generative business, balances reinvestment for long-term organic growth with returning significant cash to shareholders.
Multi-pronged approach.
Right. Cornerstone is the consistent growing dividend, paid quarterly for 12 consecutive years.
Impressive commitment.
And a track record of annual increases. Recent raises from Zillow's and 26 cents to 28 cents, then 30 cents per share. Payout ratio around 56% of net income. Very sustainable. Signals confidence, maturity.
And share buybacks, too.
Yes, used opportunistically. Flexible way to return excess capital. Offset dilution from stock-based compensation for their experts. Authorized substantial programs, $150 in 22, $100 in 24, deployed $24 to 2 Simmons in FY23.
So dividends for income, buybacks for flexibility, and share count reduction.
Exactly. And then reinvestment back into the business is primarily focused on human capital, recruiting, developing, retaining their experts. CapEx is modest, asset-light model, and acquisitions remain highly selective, opportunistic, focused on capabilities.
So not hoarding cash. Actively deploying it in a disciplined way that seems to benefit shareholders.
Precisely. Very shareholder-friendly, underscores confidence in their cash generation.
What about leadership? You mentioned stability.
Deeply intertwined with their long-term success. Stable, expert leadership team. Powerful culture of promoting from within. Ensures institutional knowledge, consistent vision.
Can you give an example of that homegrown advantage?
Their CEO, Dr. Catherine Corrigan. Prime example. With exponents since 96. PhD from MIT, National Academy of Engineering member, rose from consultant in biomechanics to principal, group VP, president, then CEO in 2018.
Wow, that's a long path within the company.
And their CFO, Richard Schlenker Jr., even longer tenure, joined back in 1990. This extensive tenure fosters stability, deep knowledge, continuity, and vision. Rare to see.
That stability sounds great, but any potential risks? Resistance to change, maybe?
Perceptive question. It could potentially introduce a risk of strategic inertia. If a long-tenured team becomes resistant to disruptive change, new tech, that could be a challenge in a fast-evolving world. Something to consider.
But they have insider ownership.
About 1.05%. Helps align management interests closely with shareholders. Strong incentive for long-term value creation, motivation to adapt. They have skin in the game.
Okay, let's talk risks. No investment is risk-free. Even a strong company like Exponent has vulnerabilities. What are the most critical business-specific ones?
Arguably the most critical, because it hits their core model, is talent acquisition and retention.
Their whole business depends on attracting and keeping elite scientists and engineers.
Exactly. A small pool, high global demand. Losing key experts in a niche practice could materially impair their ability to win and execute high-value work there. And intense talent competition could mean wage inflation, pressuring margins if they can't pass costs on.
It's a constant war for the best minds.
It is.
And reputation risk.
Ah!
That seems paramount. The double-edged sword we discussed.
Absolutely paramount. Their brand, their ability to win crucial engagements, rests on that 50-year foundation of excellence, objectivity, credibility.
So any event damaging that?
Yeah.
A major error, a finding of misconduct, a successful legal challenge undermining an expert.
Could have a severe, swift, lasting negative impact. Loss of client trust, decline in engagements. That trust is their most valuable currency.
Other risks. Project volatility.
Yeah, project-based revenue volatility. Significant revenue from discrete projects. Clients can terminate, postpone, reduce scope, often with little notice, creates inherent unpredictability in quarterly results. Harder to forecast precisely.
And liability, given the contentious nature of their work.
Right. professional liability, and litigation risk. Exposed to claims of negligence or errors, they have insurance, but it's a persistent operational and reputational challenge.
Okay, beyond those internal risks, what about external factors? Economic cycles.
Economic cycle sensitivity is one. Reactive work is resilient, but proactive services tied to R&D and discretionary spending are more sensitive. A prolonged recession could hit proactive growth.
Regulatory changes like tort reform.
Significant regulatory and legal changes like major tort reform limiting corporate liability could reduce demand for litigation-related work. That's a significant, lucrative part of their business. Changes making it harder to sue could lower demand for expert witnesses.
And the big one, technological disruption. Could AI eventually replace what they do?
Profound long-term question, one they're actively contemplating. Their moat, built on human judgment, multidisciplinary expertise, is strong. But
rapid advancement of AI simulation, diagnostic tools
could, over a very long horizon, eventually enable clients to solve certain complex problems in-house, a long-term risk of substitution for some routine analytical services.
But likely further out. And they're using AI, too.
Much further out, likely. And yes, critically, they're actively leveraging AI internally, integrating data science, not standing still. And the highly nuanced human judgment, especially for expert witness testimony, translating science for courts, incredibly hard for AI to replicate, certainly for the foreseeable future.
Okay, now the elephant in the room, valuation. The company sounds exceptional, but the market clearly knows it. How does the valuation stack up? Is the premium justified?
You're absolutely right. Exponent consistently trades at elevated multiples, reflects those high investor expectations. P.E. ratio around 35-36x trailing earnings.
$35 or $36 for every dollar of profit? That's rich.
Very. Enterprise value to EBITDA around 22-26x, firmly in the premium or high-quality growth stock category.
And this isn't new. They've traded at high multiples for years.
Persistent characteristic. Market has consistently awarded high P.E. ratios 30s to over 50x for much of the last decade. Shows investors consistently willing to pay up for defensive growth, high margins, strong balance sheet, defensible niche.
Still premium, even after contracting a bit from maybe 2021 peaks.
Still well above broader market and industry averages, yes.
How does it compare specifically to competitors like FTI or Arcades? Does the data show the premium clearly?
Absolutely. Paints a very clear picture. Exponent's PE 35.5x, FTI Consulting 22.4x, Arcades 29.5x. WSP Global is higher, maybe 52.2x, but reporting methods can differ.
So key takeaway is that persistent premium.
Yes. It's the market acknowledging superior profitability net margins over 20% as single digits for most peers, the fortress balance sheet, the defensible niche with high pricing power, paying a premium for quality, stability, specialized growth.
So the main risk in the valuation is multiple contraction.
Exactly. Because expectations are so high, already priced in, any negative surprise growth slowdown below expectations, margin decline, major reputational hit could lead to a sharp derating.
Meaning the market assigns a much lower multiple to earnings.
Right. Causing the share price to fall significantly, even if the company remains profitable and fundamentally sound. So an investment here isn't just a bet on business quality.
It's a bet that quality will be sustained at a level that continues to justify the premium valuation.
Precisely.
Okay. The report wraps up with a useful framework. Bull, bear, and base case scenarios. A good way to synthesize all this. Let's walk through those possibilities for you, the listener.
Right. The bull case hinges on accelerated organic growth from those secular trends, plus flawless execution, leading to sustained strong growth and maybe even expansion of the premium valuation.
So demand surges, driven by tech complexity in AVs, renewables, AI.
Exactly. Massive increase in demand for proactive design, critical failure analysis, plus a more stringent global regulatory environment, rise in complex high-value litigation fuels, strong reactive growth. We'd see consistent mid to high single-digit organic revenue growth, maybe 6-8%, beating forecasts.
And margins and expansion in that bull case.
They'd successfully raise billing rates faster than wage inflation, maintain high utilization, expand those best-in-class margins, effectively penetrate new high-growth markets, EVs, batteries, digital health. International expansion gains significant traction, market rewards them, multiples expand, strong total returns.
Okay, now the flip side, the bear case. Challenges to the model.
Bear case envisions significant headwinds, a prolonged global recession, deeper than expected, hitting the proactive side hard. Clients slash R&D, defer projects, reactive side resilient, but maybe not enough to offset flat or even negative total revenue growth.
And the talent war hits profitability.
Absolutely. Intensifies dramatically, forcing higher compensation. If they can't pass costs on due to price sensitivity or competition, margins compress noticeably, sustainably.
And a reputational hit for that AI disruption.
A high-profile reputational event, major error, credibility challenge damages the brand severely. Or, longer term, AI tools start significantly substituting for routine analysis, allowing clients to do more in-house. Creates a long-term headwind, erodes the moat.
And in that scenario, the market derates the stock.
Undoubtedly. Recognizes slower growth, compressed margins, substitution threat, PE, multiple contracts significantly towards the industry average, substantial share price decline, even if still profitable, premium vanishes.
Okay, so finally, the base case, the most probable path.
Most probable trajectory, yes. Synthesizing realistic elements. Likely see steady low to mid single digit annual revenue growth, maybe 3-5% range.
Driven by stable reactive demand, continued but moderated proactive growth from secular trends.
Right. Economic softness might temper growth sometimes, but not halt it.
And margins and capital returns in the base case. Still best in class.
Margins expected to remain robust within historical 25-27% EBITDA range. Navigate talent market, largely preserve pricing power, maybe minor pressure. Capital allocation strategy unchanged, consistent.
So reliable, low single-digit annual dividend increases, opportunistic buybacks.
Exactly. Funded by robust free cash flow. Highly predictable, disciplined approach.
And for you, the listener, what does this mean for the stock valuation and expected returns?
In the base case, market continues to recognize the superior quality, defensive characteristics, strong moat. Stock maintains a valuation premium over peers.
But significant further multiple expansion from current levels is unlikely.
Unlikely. Much quality already priced in. So total shareholder returns would primarily be driven by underlying EPS growth from modest revenue growth plus share count reduction from buybacks and the dependable dividend yield.
A high quality compounder. Stable, reliable, but probably not a dramatic re-rating story from here.
That sums it up well. A steady performer built on intellectual excellence.
So we've taken a deep dive into Exponent Inc., a truly fascinating company. Built this highly profitable, incredibly resilient business on specialized intellectual capital. We've seen their Unity model, that blend of reactive and proactive.
Their unparalleled technical depth across 90-plus disciplines, that trusted reputation in high-stakes investigations. It creates a formidable competitive moat. Few, if any, can truly replicate it.
That's right. From the fortress balance sheet, best-in-class margins, strategic positioning, and emerging tech, Exponent genuinely stands out.
But we've also looked honestly at the risks, talent retention, potential tech disruption, and that critical question of whether the premium valuation is sustainable given the high expectations.
So as you reflect on Exponent's remarkable story, thriving by dissecting failure, navigating complexity, consider this. In our increasingly intricate world with tech emerging so fast, where will the next generation of unsolvable problems arise?
And what kind of unique, multidisciplinary human expertise will be absolutely required to tackle them? How might companies like Exponent evolve their deep human expertise in a future increasingly shaped, maybe even defined, by artificial intelligence?
The answers to those questions, they'll likely define the next chapter for firms right at the cutting edge of problem solving.